in this week's parsha, there's a medrash. The medrash says that the reason why the parsha was said by Hakel, like Rashi points out at the beginning of the parsha, speak to all of Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all of Kol Yisrael to tell him this parsha, because this parsha is a repetition of the Seres Hadibros, and the medrash goes through every one of the Seres Hadibros, where you find the corresponding mitzvah in the parsha of Kedoshim to the Seres Hadibros, and Elokei Hashem Elokecha, Ani Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yilcha, Elohim Asecha, Lo Yisasa, Lo Lochem, etc. When it comes to the mitzvah of Lo Yisirtzach, it says Lo Yisam Al Adam Riecha. The corresponding mitzvah in the sixth parsha to Lo Yisirtzach is Lo Yisam Al Adam Riecha. So we once mentioned an idea. At the end of Parshas Yisro, we find the few obscure mitzvahs, the Isser of going up in the Mizbeach with steps, the Isser of using a cheriv to cut the stones of the Mizbeach. And I said over from Rabbi Blazer Plachinsky that the Torah is contrasting the different levels of Zihirus that we have in regards to the Isser Lo Yisirtzach or the other mitzvahs. The Lo Yisirtzach Bayos is so sensitive that not only do we not kill, but we do not take a cheriv, which is created to murder, and put on the Mizbeach, which is created to extend life. That's also a form of Lo Yisirtzach. The sensitivity to the value of life is such that you cannot take an item created to destroy to use it in something which is created to extend. And he contrasts that with the kiyum of the Gemara says in Chulin that the Bnei Noach keep the mitzvah of Lo Yisirtzach in the sense that even though they kill, but they're sensitive enough not to sell human flesh in public with a sign on it. They might sell it privately, they might eat it, but they won't put a big sign. They don't sell b'makulin out in the public thoroughfare openly. That's their sensitivity to Lo Yisirtzach. So here we have another form of Lo Yisirtzach. It's Lo Yisam L'Adam Riecha. It's not me at all, but I'm sensitive to the value of life of another human being. How can I stand by idle when somebody's in danger? The Sfas mentioned this medrash, and he actually suggests a different place in the parsha where there's a connection to Lo Yisirtzach, and that's the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha K'mocha. So Lo Yisirtzach not only is not a negative commandment, but it's a commandment which the Torah gave us to find a way in our hearts to miyachet other people with love. And obviously from that vantage point it's impossible to ever hurt somebody, and kabo chomer, not possible to kill somebody. So the true depth of the mitzvah of Lo Yisirtzach, the final extension of that mitzvah, how far you take it, is not only in the Lois Asays, but it's the world of Asays, is to create an attitude of care and concern and love for everybody in the world. That's what the Sfas Emes sees in the Isser of Lo Yisirtzach. Sometimes we get very caught up in the specific details of an Aveira or a mitzvah, and we don't see the underlying message that is giving us, that how are we supposed to see this in against the backdrop of a larger picture? What is the larger picture that this mitzvah is creating? And the Sfas Emes is saying that this mitzvah of Lo Yisirtzach is creating a larger picture of how much we should value each individual in the world. That means each individual is valuable to me, and that's already that's to be seen against the backdrop of the concept of therefore, if every one person is valuable to me, and I would like to have a connection to them, I will care about them, and I will eventually come to love them. Have a good job.